Our message this morning is titled The Miracle of Justification. And our text is from Romans chapter 3, verses 21 to 27. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ, to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? No, but by the law of faith. Amen. There is a lot in this scripture. A lot. This message could be titled also The Miracle of Being Right with God, having peace with God. In the book of Romans in chapter 3, it says, all the world is guilty. Just a few verses before I started to read. All the world is guilty. In our spiritual lives, in our life before God, we all stumble and sin. As it says in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. And in verse 23, it says, for we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. Solomon, in the book of Ecclesiastes, wrote in chapter 7, verse 20, indeed, there is not a righteous man on earth who continually does good and who never sins. Isn't that great? You could say, well, wow, I'm not the only one that sins. No, we all sin. There is not a righteous man on earth. No, not one. We all sin. All the world is guilty of sins. God even knows our secret hidden sins. So God, in his love, sent his Son to die for our sins. Jesus took the punishment we deserved on the cross of Calvary. When he died on that cross, it was for the sins that we deserved. He paid the price for our sins that we could not pay. What God wants is for us to be in the presence of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. It is so precious. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, it says, God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In 1 John 4, 8, it says, God is love. And in 1 John 5, 12, it says, he that has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son of God has not life. For those who believe in Jesus Christ, God is light, love, and life. And it is so very important, because in your daily life you can see those who do not believe and what struggles they might have. This message this morning is going to be about the righteousness of God, sin, it's going to be about redemption, about propitiation, and about his righteousness. These things are all contained in the scripture I read this morning. Justification by faith is believers being right with God, having peace with God. It is entirely of God and not of us. We read in verse 21, it says, the righteousness of God has been manifested. It has been manifested in Jesus Christ. The definition of justification by faith is the act of God that declares a sinner righteous by faith in Jesus Christ on the merits of Christ's sacrifice on the cross for us. It is the addition of the righteousness of Christ. It is Christ in us and the subtraction of our sins. Have you ever thought of that? When you are right with God, your sins have been subtracted. As we read this morning in our gospel, in our call to worship verse, in Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12, that God has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we don't only have his righteousness imputed into us, but we have our sins removed and subtracted from us. Praise God is right. Our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. That's what the Word of God says in Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. The righteousness of God. How do we receive the righteousness of God? Well, verse 22 tells us, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction, no difference. For everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God has been given to them. We've been made right. We've been made right before God. We have peace with God. We've been reconciled. To everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, God has already said that our righteousness is without Christ. God has already told us in the Word of God what our righteousness is like without Christ. He says in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 6, for all of us have become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy garment. And in the King James Version, it says like filthy rags. That is what a person's righteousness is like when they do not believe in Jesus Christ. God's righteousness only comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Why? Because we have read in verse 23, we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners. We need to have faith in Jesus Christ and have the righteousness of God. Without that faith in Jesus, everything we do is as filthy rags. And that's why we praise God that we know and believe in Jesus. And that brings us to our second point about sin. We all fall short of God. There is not a one of us that can meet God's standards. Have you ever thought that you can meet God's standards? When Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, it gives us God's standards. It's a good verse. It says, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Are any of us perfect? No. We are as filthy rags before God without faith in Jesus Christ. But when we have faith in Jesus, his righteousness is given to us. Let me ask you, do you think sometimes that you only need a little bit of God's grace because you're only a little bit of a sinner? And someone that's a real bad sinner needs all kinds of God's grace. You might only need 25%. And your friend over there, or that big bully, or that guy over there that's doing writing and burning or whatever, he needs 75 or 100% of God's grace. Have you ever thought of that? Well, the answer is no. We are all sinners. We all need God's grace. We all sin, and we all fall short of the glory of God. Sin entered into the world through Adam, as it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, because all sinned. When Adam sinned, all that sin spread to everybody. Everybody. But God has a remedy for sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. We all deserve death, but by the grace of God, we can have eternal life by faith in Jesus. Never take that for lightly. The faith that you have in Jesus Christ is precious. It's a gift of God, and it is so precious. We have been redeemed by Jesus, and that's our third point. In verse 24, it says, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Jesus has redeemed us. We were under a sentence of death. That's what it says in Romans 5:12. Everybody is. But Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, paid our debt. He became sin for us and died for us. He redeemed us by paying a debt that we could not pay. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, it says, for he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Through faith in Jesus, we have the righteousness of God. And that is precious. So precious. God is the one who has provided the righteousness for us. It is not in any way of something we have done. John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, said this when God revealed to him how God saw him. Pilgrim's Progress is a popular, famous book. But when God revealed to John Bunyan how God saw him, John Bunyan said, I no longer confessed I was a sinner, but confessed I was sin from the crown of my feet to the sole of my feet. I guess I said that wrong. Hang on. I was sin from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. That's what John Bunyan said. Everything about him was sin when God pointed it out. We are completely lost without Christ. We need Christ in our daily life. All the time. When we are struggling. When we see something we don't agree with. When we say, oh, that's wrong. And we begin to judge that. No, we just come to Christ. He'll take care of that, not us. The Apostle Paul said he was chief among all sinners. Not because his sin was so any greater than anyone else's, but because he knew how God looked at sin. When we realize how God looks at sin, we can realize how precious it is that Jesus died for us. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:9, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith. That's the righteousness we all want and we all have through faith in Jesus Christ. As it says in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, the just shall live by faith. We live by faith in Jesus Christ. And we don't only live today. We live today, we'll live in heaven today, tomorrow with him because of our faith in Jesus Christ. Our next point is propitiation. Propitiation means our righteousness comes by the sacrifice of Christ. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, it says, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. God passed over all of our sins. Just like it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God demonstrated his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinning and sinners, Christ died for us. God has passed over all of our sins because we believe in Jesus Christ. That is something we should rejoice in and praise God for. We don't have to sit there and be overwhelmed or concerned about our past sins because God has passed over all those. When we believe in Jesus Christ, he doesn't look at us as a sinner or what was sin we've done. He looks at us as holy, without blemish, without wrinkle or any such thing. That's how God sees us because the righteousness of Christ has been given to us. Remember that. Don't hold on and don't feel guilty about something you've done. If you've done something recently, ask God to forgive you of that. But that is only to continue your fellowship with him and not to break your fellowship. God has looked over those sins, never to be remembered again. As it says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Did you hear that? All unrighteousness. Right, Mia? You've got it. Yes. All unrighteousness we have been cleansed by. Don't hang on to that old sin. Because God has passed over it. God, Almighty God, has passed over it. The blood of Christ was our sacrifice provided by God. It is ours by faith in Christ. And why is it important? Because it says in Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And that's why they sacrificed long ago. They had to shed blood for a temporary sacrifice of sins, a forgiveness of sins. But when Jesus died, he died once and for all for our sins. All unrighteousness. Don't ever hang on to something you did wrong and say, oh, this is a bad thing I did. No, God has forgiven you. Propitiation means sacrifice or atonement. Christ atoned for our sins on the cross of Calvary. He paid the price for our sins. They have been atoned for. That is a past thing. In 1 John 4:10, a powerful, wonderful verse of mine, it says, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. God loved us and he sent Jesus to die for us. Jesus has been our sacrifice and provided us with God's grace. It is his gift to us and to everyone in the world who has faith in Jesus. Jesus has been our sacrifice provided by God's grace. Our fifth point is his righteousness. Verse 26, another precious verse. Each one of these verses in these 21 through 26 are so precious. They contain so much. Verse 26, for the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, that he might be the just, might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Who is it speaking about? It's speaking of Almighty God, that he might be just and the justifier. God justifies everyone who believes in Jesus because Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead for our justification, as it says in Romans 4:25. God is our justifier. He says in Romans chapter 8, verse 30, a powerful verse. You guys just draw back to this verse and keep going over this verse. It says, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. We have been called, and by faith we have been justified and glorified. These are all a done deal. That's what the Holy Scriptures say. This is past. This is not present tense, it's past tense. When you have faith in Jesus Christ, you have been justified and glorified. That's what the scripture tells us. As Romans chapter 5, verse 1 puts it back into place. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is so precious, that faith we have in Jesus Christ. Everything stems from faith in Jesus Christ, knowing and believing in Him. In this text, we have the righteousness of God, we have sin, redemption, propitiation, God's righteousness, and our justification through Christ. If this was a Bible study, I'd take all your questions, because there's probably, let's have more questions on this. This is so very important. It all stems from faith in Jesus Christ, that we have the righteousness of God imputed into us, the righteousness of Christ. All is done by God's grace. As it says in Ephesians 2, 8 through 10, for by grace are you saved through faith. It is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Powerful verses to memorize, to stand on, promises of God. Abraham was saved by faith. Way back in the book of Genesis, it says that. David, King David, was saved by faith. Not by works. David had sinned. We know of his sins. He was saved by faith. And we are saved by faith. Verse 21 says, where then is boasting? It is excluded. But what kind of law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. God has saved us by faith in Christ, not by our works, so there is no boasting. It is God's work and not ours. We're not better than anyone else. Do you know that? We're not any better than anyone else. But we are much, much better off than those who do not know Jesus, because we have been forgiven, and we have a home in heaven reserved for us. And we are a child of God. It would be so good if you sat down sometime and just wrote down all the promises that pertain to you because of faith in Jesus Christ. You could start off saying, first of all, you're a child of God. You've been forgiven. You are provided with all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. You could go on and write all the promises of God that pertain to you. You have a home in heaven. Isn't that precious? But once you did that, you would start, it would fill your heart with joy. It would fill you with joy. God has a question for everyone. What will you do with my son who died for you on the cross? Will you believe in him? That is the question that God Almighty, our Father in heaven, asks everyone. What will you do with my son? Do you believe in him? The next question Jesus asks us, I believe. The same question he asked Peter when he said to Peter, do you love me? And Jesus asks every one of us, do we love him? Do we love him? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, he gave us the first great commandment. He says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Taylor's got it. And then it adds in the book of Mark, with all your strength. That's what Christ has asked us to do. Do you believe in him? And do you love him with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength? That means we're to love him above our spouses. We're to love him above our children. We're to love him above our grandchildren, beyond our parents. We are to love Christ above everything, with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. And as we grow in our faith in Jesus Christ, it will come to the point where we put him first and know that he's first in everything we do. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we just thank you, Father, for these precious verses. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the righteousness that we have through faith in Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, for your grace that has allowed us to know Jesus by faith. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for that precious gift that you've given to us. And Father, I do pray for each one here today and those who are not here and those listening, that we would all come to know the precious gift of having faith in Jesus Christ and what it means for each and every one of us. We just pray, God, that we would grow in your faith and come to realize that. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.